A group of Republican-led states and conservative groups had challenged the plan. The 6-3 conservative majority said the Biden administration overstepped its authority with the plan. Back in February, Justice Brett Kavanaugh hinted at his support for nixing the president's loan forgiveness program.
Some of the biggest mistakes in the court's history were deferring to assertions of executive emergency power. Some of the finest moments in the court's history were pushing back against presidential assertions of emergency power.
President Biden said at a White House news conference following the ruling that he bitterly opposes the Supreme Court's decision.
Let me begin by saying I know there are millions of Americans in this country who feel disappointed and discouraged or even a little bit angry about the court's decision today on student debt. And I must admit I do too.
The ruling was a blow to the 26 million borrowers who applied for relief after Biden announced the plan last August. Student loan borrower advocates called on the president to make good on his pledge to ease their burden. Melissa Byrne is founder of the advocacy group We the 45 Million. She spoke at a rally in front of the Supreme Court Friday.
He always said to keep his promises, and he made a promise. He made a clear promise, and we expect him to keep his promise. There are other methods to cancel student loan debt, and in America, we don't let the cruel people win forever.
Biden said his administration will pursue alternative plans to offering students debt relief. He said one of those will include what he called an on-ramp. That will allow students a grace period to begin making their payments again.
Monthly payments will be due. Bills will not go out and interest will be accruing. And during this period, if you can pay your monthly bills, you should. But if you cannot, if you miss payments, this on-ramp will temporarily remove the threat of default or having your credit harm, which can hurt borrowers for years to come.
Kristen McGuire is executive director of Young Invincibles. It's a political advocacy group for young people. She said the president's on-ramp plan is a good start, but more needs to be done to help borrowers. She said she'd like to see the administration build on other ideas.
The new income-driven payment plan that the president just announced, the SAVE plan, has provisions where if the interest payments are more than your minimum payment, the government will cover the interest. That is a good thing. Also, reducing discretionary income from 10% to 5% to calculate payments is a good thing.
McGuire said she wants to see swift action from the administration.
So there will be some positive to this new plan, but we do urge the president to act with urgency. And to establish a new rule with the Higher Education Act through negotiated rulemaking so that people can get the debt cancellation that they deserve.
Under the original plan, the administration ultimately proposed forgiving up to $10,000 in debt for borrowers earning less than $125,000 a year or for couples earning less than $250,000. Pell Grant recipients, who are the majority of borrowers, would be eligible for $10,000 more in debt relief. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.